Okay, I will continue now. I have set up a recording, but I think I forgot to give it a name. So this is going to be the recording for the fifth hour of the third class. Sorry about that. So I start by first making a model of the perception of security incidents, perception or expectation is the same. And I will first build it up using a stock and flow structure, simulate it, and then I'm going to show you that I can build a model using a delay function in VenSim, and I will get the same result. So let's start with a new model. Choose weeks, and let it stand at 100 weeks. We know that the time step one is too small, so I can already make it small. Otherwise, the step function that I'm going to use will not be shown correctly. So as first, I put in a variable which I call security incidents. And I'm going to immediately put some value in that and see how it behaves. So I take the equations for that and choose here a value of originally 100 incidents. And then I add a step function. The step function is here below. This one, and it asks me for the height of the step function and the time when the step occurs. And I'm going to add 100 more. So originally we are getting 100 security incidents per week. Now, when the step occurs, there will be 100 plus 100, that is 200. And I want this to occur at time 20 of the simulation. So as units, I put, we don't have a unit for that, I put incidents. Okay. And then I create a level for the perceived security incidents. And perceived means the same that I will expect, so you could put in expected security incidents. And the mechanism is that there will be a continuous change of perception when I am adjusting the new observed data about security incidents to modify my perception so far. So for this, I need a rate that I call change of perception. And the mechanism is the gap, the deviation between the perception, what I have so far, and the security incidents. Or other, rather, the other way around. It is the deviation between the new information and the so far perceived information. So I put in a variable here, which I could call a gap, but I could, will call also a deviation from perception. And to compute this, I will have to compare the new data with the old data. And this is going to lead me to change my perception. Now, such perception takes time to occur, so I need a variable which I call average, average time to change perception. Which I need to consider here. Now I can save it. We call it perceived security incidents. Okay, then equations. Typically, at time zero, I have formed some perception from the past, and since I am having a step function, actually I forgot to do what I wanted, and that is immediately as I began, I wanted to show you that the step function for security incidents was behaving at issue. But I can still do that later. Now, originally, the perceived security incidents, they will depend on the past. So, therefore, I put such a link, which I will only use for initializing. And then the perceived security incidents, I initialize here with the security incidents at time zero. If I click OK, then you see the link disappears because VenSim only shows this for influences between variables, not for initialization. I can force the model to show that. So I go to the settings, sketch, show initial causes on model diagrams. Then I get this link here in gray color. Perhaps I can zoom this. So that you see a bit better the different things. There you should see this gray curve here a bit easier. Then average time to change perception. Let's assume this takes 4 weeks. So you put here 4 and select week as unit. Okay. Then deviation from perception. That is the difference between the new data, the security incidents, and, that is minus, the perception so far. And here I can check the units, it should be incidents. Wait a moment. Actually, I haven't given unit yet. So, perceived security incidents, let me see. I have to put in incidents here. And security incidents was incidents indeed. And the deviation from perception, now check units. Why doesn't it? Ah, I had a mistake there that I had to eliminate. For some reason there was a bracket there. So the units is incidents, okay? And then the change of perception is the deviation from perception divided by the time to change perception. So the bigger the deviation is, the more I will change my perception. The longer time it takes to change the perception, the slower this change will be. So that means the equation for the change of perception will be proportional to deviation from the perception and inversely proportional to the average time to change perception. Check units, it should be incidents per unit of time. It does, incidents per week. So now I save this and now I simulate. If I now select security incidents and see how it behaves, graph, then you do see the jump. Originally at 100, it jumps up to 200. If I want to make it a bit nicer, now I can reduce the model, zoom to custom, let's say 120, something like this. Now I go to the control panel and I create a graph, new graph, and I call it perception of incidence versus incidence. So what I perceive versus the real data. To begin with, I want to show you just the graph of the security incidence. I choose that. And it was a bit big, this variable. Okay. And so that the line is easy to see, I give it line width here, line W, line width value 2. If I click now at the display, then you can see here the jump. On the other hand, I don't like that the axis starts around 90. So to change this, I select this and modify it. And here I put Y minimum 0. And anticipating the jump, I put V maximum 220. Display, then you can see a nice step function, which is the incoming incidence. Originally 100, jumps up. So, using the control panel, you can do all kinds of things. I could force, for instance, putting different marks on the scale. Here it goes 0, 55, and so on. So you can experiment with that. Let me see if I remember how to do that. X divisions, Y divisions. Let me put 20 here and see what happens. It is still strange. The divisions are 20, but the label is 44, 88. Ah, no, I know. If I put 20, it means it divides by 20 steps. So I need to divide by 22 steps so that I can do it correctly. So I put here 22, and now it should be correct. Yes. Now, apart from that, it gives me only three numbers, 0, 110, and 220. It looks better. You can do more changes so that I can get numbers here instead of this. This is kind of the default. Okay, so far. Now I modify that, and then I add, select the variable, the perception. And one way of enforcing that the scale is the same could be putting here 0 to 120 there, but if I put a cross here, I force the two to have the same scale. Display, then you can see that. So we start here and then with the red curve. If I want to see the red, which is below the blue one, the only way of doing that is making the red curve a thicker one. So I go back here, modify, instead of a width of 2, let me put 4 and see what happens. And there you start seeing the red color. You don't see anymore a pure blue curve. When you see the blue curve with a red frame or around that, which is showing you that the red curve is below, but you see a little bit above and under the blue curve. Okay, so there you are seeing how it happens. Originally 100 incidents, then it jumps to 200, and then on this occurring, then the person perceiving is seeing more incidents, but it takes, because of the long time to adapt to the perception, it changes the perception slowly until in the end it approaches this here. We could simulate this and see what happens if I change the perception time. But in order to do that, I think I am going to compress this a little bit, and I am going to create a custom graph. So I go to input output object, put it here, select output custom graph, select here the graph, put it here, change its shapes to kind of this. And simulate, and I get it here. And now, if I use SyntheSim, I put a simulation first, which I call base, which is the one I am not going to change, and then I upload the current one, and look at the control panel if I have both data sets. Yes, I have base and current. It is the one that is below that is now the one that is active here. Okay, and now I can use SyntheSim. And if I change the time to change perception, the average time, let's make it, instead of 4, I'm going to make it 8. Why doesn't it show up? Okay. Something is surprising me, because this should be changing, but I am not seeing that because I have only the base. Perhaps I have first to simulate it, and then let me see, SyntheSim. No, I am still on. Ah, yes, sorry. I have to force the diagram to show also the other simulation file. Okay, so let's go back to the control panel, click on graph, click on perception of incidence, modify. Then what I have to do is I put the data set base here. I want to show this, no matter what is on top. And then here I select again security incidents and perceived security incidents. I don't need to put in which data set it is, because it will choose the one that is running there. Then I ensure that the scale is from 0 to 220, and ensure that the last two are scaled equally. Actually, I could have put a cross here. That would have been sufficient, but okay. And now, if I do the SyntheSim and change this to 8, still it doesn't show that. Okay, then let's stop it. Apparently it depends on which one I chose. VenSim is a little bit unpredictable. I go here, modify, and put in here current. And there current. Okay, and now you can see that. You see this curve here for that. If I want to see the change a bit better, then I still go to the control panel, modify, and here I can put also 4. Okay. Actually, in the control panel, I don't need to duplicate the security incidents, which is the step function, because it doesn't change now. But it, I could have it in case I use a different function that changes. So here then I come by synthesim, I can make changes, put whatever I like, 12, and I see the result. With a short perception time, it is like this. With a longer perception time, it takes more time to adapt this. And you have, of course, also the possibility of doing changes like this. Shorter perception time, shorter, even shorter, longer, 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 and so on. So that's a nice thing about such simulations, that you can do comparisons and so on. Okay. Now, the same model with the function InventSim. So I save this, file new, weeks, short time step, because I know otherwise I don't see the this so well. Then I start with a variable, security incidents, and which I make it originally 100 plus, and now I know the value of the step, jump of 100 at time 20, units incidents, okay, and if I put base here, and then I put in the variable perception of incidents, and put in an arrow, and I'm going to make it a delay, so I add the delay function, delay sign, delay mark, and I need the time, average time to perceive, and connect this, and now I need to put in values. Average time to perceive, 4 weeks, sorry, 4 should be here, and here it should be week, and okay, then the perception of incidents, and I use the delay one function, and delay security incidents, perception of time, average time, and if I now simulate and select perception of incidents and security incidents and a graph, and then you see I get the same thing as before. I am not going to go through the process of creating in the control panel and so on. You can do the same thing as before, but you are getting, you can check that we are getting exactly the same result. Only one thing. Let's go back. Here I put delay 1. If I put smooth, then I get exactly the same result. I select these two, I click on graph, I get exactly the same curve. Another possibility is here, if I, instead of smooth, I had put delay, or actually let me choose that from below. What if I chose delay 1i? The I is for initialization. So the difference between delay 1 and delay 1i is that I have the parameter for initialization. And then I can give the last parameter whatever value I like. The default is that the initialization is given by the original value of the security incidents. So if I chose these security incidents, then it will be initialized the same way. And now I can simulate. And I should get exactly the same result. Which I indeed do. So I'm going to save this. And I will upload this version to Frontier. I will upload the Frontier. Okay. Good. Then let's go back to the slides. So I have explained this to you. There you see basically in the above curve, you see the graph that I have created, only that you have to change orders by security incidents and expectation by perception, which is the same. In the bottom here, you have kind of a pulse. It is actually a strange pulse because it looks like a triangle, but that's the way it will be created. Actually, if you use the inbuilt function pulse, you can create the nicer pulse by hand by combining two-step functions. One that jumps up, another that jumps down a bit later. Okay. When you have material movement, then you have the situation as depicted below. So you have, for instance, some shipments. They go to a hub, and they transit to another hub, then they transit to another hub, and so on until it is received at the end. So here you see three such hubs, and that is what characterizes the third order material delay. It passes to three hubs. The information delay went only to one hub, only one level, so that's why it is called a first order delay. And as before, as we did now, you can create exactly the same result by either explicitly putting the levels in the third order material delay, or creating a structure there with a delayed function, which will be the delay 3. And exactly as before, you have a function called delay 3i, which allows you to bypass or to give the initialization as you like. The default initialization is to initialize the output like the value of the input at time 0. Then, as to the pipeline or delay fix, it corresponds to infinitely many hubs with a very short delay between hubs. So if you create a structure with more and more and more levels, and you make the transition time between the level shorter and shorter and shorter, and you go to the infinite limit, then the output that you get is the same as if you were using a pipeline delay, which means that the input is reproduced exactly as output, but with some time, fixed time delay. Again, there is a function in VenSim for that, which is called delay fix. Okay. So you could, what do you choose? You use the delay functions if you want to compress the model, less structure. It becomes easier to see, to understand. But if you, by some reason, are using not standard delays, where the functions do not exist for that, then you must do it explicitly. So this is the overview. And here you see what I told you, that a pipeline delay is the same as an infinite order delay. You are seeing pulse, a thick pulse, and the first order delay will give this red curve, second order delay will be the green, the third order delay the blue, and as you are getting more and more and more order of delays while preserving the total delay time on the average as the same, meaning that the more levels you have in between, the shorter the delay between the levels is, and you see how this hump is becoming narrower and narrower and narrower in the level of infinite many, many levels, then you get the pipeline delay. Okay, so with this, we have been through some of the most important parts. I will come back to the model verification and validation issue and a bit later. Now I want to go back to the model that we had for the life cycle of vulnerabilities. And that we have on slide 173, okay. So that's the last version of the model. And in this one, I am using the perceived intrusions because the chief security officer will not be able to see the intrusions as they are happening in real time. Rather, he or she will have to rely on information about the perceived intrusions. So you see here the delayed link from intrusions to perceived intrusions, and here the average perception delay, which is doing this. So I am jumping to the model itself and showing you this construction, which you will recognize immediately. Seems that it is in this one. Here it is. No, moment. Okay, whatever it is. Open model, class 3, life cycle vulnerabilities, number 4. So here, if you click on perceived intrusions, then you see the function smooth intrusions perception delay. So I will use Word. So that's the equation that they're using. So smooth, which is the same as delay 1, that's what I am using. So it is smoothing the real data intrusions according to some average perception delay. And this average perception delay, I am assuming here that it is 1.5 months. So what happens according to this logic is that with an average delay of 1.5 months, the number of intrusions is reported, and this will lead to influence the patching rate according to some simple equations, which I leave you to do. And therefore you get here a balancing loop, the number 5, which is patching when danger is imminent. That is, the more intrusions that happen and are perceived to happen, they are more motivated. The chief security officer is on patching, then you get this model. Then when you simulate this, then you can see what happens to the different variables. Let me see if I have graphs here. Yes, there in graphs I put the one curve for the adoption of scripting, which is in blue curve, and another one for the number of intrusions, and so on. And you get the kind of asymmetric hump shape that occurred in practice in the study that we used to begin with here. So it was something like so you got kind of this red curve which starts from zero, climbs to a hump and has a very long tail that takes a long time to disappear, because there are always some people with some computer around that has very old software and they haven't patched, so they risk to be attacked. Okay, so with this I finish explaining this. Then I want to give you an exercise which introduces a new concept. First I show you the exercise, then we do that together. So this exercise that I will put into publishing Fronter, they are exercises about lookup functions. What is a lookup function? A lookup function is a numerical function. That is a function that you use where you don't have a mathematical curve, but rather you have empirical data. Some observations that tell you about the relation between two variables. This extends the range of applicability of the simulation tool a lot, because very often in practice when you are doing models for companies, for organizations, they cannot tell you a mathematical shape for some relation, but they give you some curves that they have measured, or even some impressions of curves that they imagine to be correct. Sometimes if you don't have the measurements, you ask the people, how will you figure out that the relation between these two variables are? And then you use that in modeling. So I have two exercises to use lookup functions. We will model first the effect of learning on reducing intrusions, and then another model, the effect of measures to contain the intrusions. So the first exercise is like this. We assume that at time zero, a company has registered 10 intrusions so far, and that the rate of intrusions in the past has been 12 intrusions per month. Actually, I think I have to correct this. I have changed my mind, so it should be 12. So the company has at the moment 12 intrusions, and it has been registering 12 intrusions per month for the past. They decide they are too many, and they create learning campaigns so that the staff learns how to reduce the number of intrusions. We are not going to model how the learning occurs. What we are going to do, rather, is to do it in a very simple way, which I will show you now. The idea is that we will use a lookup function for the effect of learning. We assume that at time zero there is no learning, so we are getting the intrusions, all the intrusions, all the attacks succeed. But then, as time flows, the staff becomes smarter and smarter and can prevent intrusions, so that by the end of the simulation, half of the intrusions can be prevented. Okay? So have a look at this. And then I will show you how to model this in a simple way. Again, if you have questions, raise your hand, which you can do if you are an external student by sending me an email that I will read in a break and then answer after the break. Okay, so now to Venzi. What you have to do is create this very simple model. I will make it a bit bigger so that you can see it better. So I like you first to draw this, put the intrusions as a level that is increased by a new intrusions, which I call the intrusion rate. The originally, the intrusion rate is given by what I call the fractional intrusion rate. But then there will be an effect of learning on the intrusion rate, which you see as the variable at the bottom, this one. And this will affect the intrusion rate in that it will reduce how many of these attacks coming. I'm going to change the name because this should rather be the attack rate. Intrusion attack rate. Okay. And the intrusion rate is the rate of those attacks that succeed. Perhaps I call it just the attack rate. The intrusion rate is the number of attacks that succeed. Originally, we assume that all attacks succeed, and so on. But then, as you can see, we have a learning that depends on time. So please, first, you create this model. And I assume that you have it ready by 2:15 when I will continue the lecture. So there will be soon a break of 15 minutes. And after the break, I will show you how to model this. And to do that, we will use a lookup function, which is hidden here. We will create such a relation, which is the effect of the learning of the intrusion rate. At time zero, no learning. And then as time goes, passes and passes and passes, there will be learning so that in the end, about half of the intrusions can be prevented. Then I will show you how to create this, entering the values. Okay? But the first thing that you have to do is to have this model ready. When we start after the break. Enjoy my coffee.